Over the past couple of years, we've seen disinvestment in our mental health strategy and our suicide prevention strategy. In my own constituency, we've seen vital support services stripped of funding. Yet more cuts loom for the sector in the shape of the local growth fund. Last year, the number of registered suicides has risen to a record 290. That's 290 lives lost and families devastated. Yet a so-called working group of ministers has met only once in 2 years. Does the minister think that is good enough? And what will she do and the executive do to make mental health a priority?
Minister.
Thank you. I thank the member for raising this important issue. We do know and understand completely the devastating effect that a suicide can have on a family, on friends and on a community. I think it's important to say that there are a number of strategies that have already been agreed by the executive. So the policy direction is there, but there are significant funding challenges. We know that from the confirmation from the Health Minister in relation to the mental health strategy and in relation to the important work on suicide prevention. I know that the all-party group on suicide prevention are looking at the very recent report to see what more can be done, but I can assure the member that we do talk about this on a regular basis at the substantive executive. There's been a number of different issues where this has been talked about. It's very difficult to say, look, our figures are appalling in Northern Ireland. It's absolutely dismaying. But no figure is too high or too low. We want to eliminate it completely. But we are, I think, at the far end, right across these aisles, in terms of high levels of suicide. That is something we want to work with. I think, importantly, we want to mainstream this within a number of funds. So while the budget is quite challenging within the Department of Health for these strategies, we can mainstream this within Ending Violence Against Women and Girls, within our Together Building United Community, within our racial equality funded schemes, within CIT and so many others. I think that's a really important piece if we're going to make a real tangible difference on this.